producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Okie dokie, hour two. Welcome back. 1-866-582-9933. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Check us out on Twitter. Bradley Dean 1. First hour, we talked about much. We talked about the atrocities concerning the omnibus bill, the $1 trillion omnibus bill. Okay. And we showed you what they didn't want you to see. Of course, those that were parading around like it was a good thing, the good deal that they gave the American people to indebt, to enslave you and your children. You know, furthermore, isn't it interesting, friends, that when they told you that there was $650 billion in tax cuts in this $1 trillion omnibus bill, isn't it interesting they were acting like, friends, they were giving you a deal. Folks, who gets the tab? You do. You're paying for your own demise every step of the way. Now, we talked about our representatives and why they're still there. Because the people have left off knowing their Constitution, their founding documents. They've left off God's moral law to execute through His commandments the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gates. I mean, folks, there's so many investigations concerning those that serve we the people. But you already know, if you've been conditioned that nothing's going to happen to them. Because you've been led to believe that they can do whatever they want, when in fact, folks, they cannot. They only do whatever it is that you let them get away with. That's it. They only do what you let them get away with, friends. Nothing more, nothing less. And that includes the president, first and foremost. Read Article 2, Section 4. That includes Supreme Court justices. They serve during good behavior, friends. They can be impeached and removed. Read Article 3, Section 1. And our representatives, folks, easily can be removed. And what happens when the people say that's enough? Well, guess what? That's the message. Enough, through justice and judgment, needs to be pronounced concerning those that are committing crimes contrary to the Constitution. And again, the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of our Republic, Article 4, Section 4. When you say no more, no more, not going to put up with it anymore. And not to just say, you know, we need to impeach them. No, folks, you need to indict them. Impeach them and indict them. You need to charge them for the crimes that they commit. What happens when you break the law, friends? You're charged. So those that serve we the people, which is a reflection of who we are, they need to be held accountable to the same laws that we are. Folks, again, going back to those that serve we the people, let's go to the judges for a moment. Just off on a little bunny trail. Hey, folks, judges are not permitted to legislate from the bench. They're not there to act out as legislators or activists. In the sense of whatever they say goes, because judges are not permitted to judge the standard which is above themselves. Folks, what's my point? My point is, when they serve we the people, where do they put their hand? They put their hand on the Bible, both Old Testament and the New Testament, right? They put their hand up in the air and they put their other hand on the Bible and they swear to God and man that they will uphold the Constitution, the laws found within that Constitution. And there's a reason the Bible is there, friends. Because, again, it's based off of common law. The Mosaic Institution. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. That's what they're saying. I love God so much that I'm going to enforce His laws to keep us a free people. So when we're talking about going back to the judges, friends, they're not above the law. Matter of fact, if you go to the Supreme Court, folks, since 1777, guess what? when court not only adjourns, but when it begins, friends, do you know that they have a paid preacher that's been there, not the same guy, of course, since since 1777, praying, God save the U.S. Well, America allows how many attorneys to judge according to arbitrary law? European law, friends. If you think things are bad now, oh my goodness. Folks, you've already had the Supreme Court attempt to throw God out, which is above them in law. Again, as I just said, they're not permitted to judge the standard, that which is above themselves. So how is it that they are ruling outside of law? That makes them an outlaw. That makes them criminal. That means you remove them, Article 3, Section 1. And I know that a lack of conservatism has told you, America, and has educated you ignorantly that the Supreme Court justices, they're above the law. They can do whatever they want to do. They're without consequence when they break that law. No, that makes it, folks, a tyrannical government when they do such. And this is what you've submitted yourself to. And things aren't getting better, are they, friends? Nope, they're getting worse. Leave off justice, you leave off your freedoms. Leave off God, you subjugate yourself, friends, and your children to a dictator, a tyrant. That's why our forefathers said either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants, as I said earlier. We're talking about the voice of a tyrant, hour two, and I'm going to contrast, but this tyrant has said in the White House, and by the way, he is ruling through a foreign government. This is un-American government. You do need to understand that. This is not American government, what you're seeing from this administration in any sense of the word. As a matter of fact, again, keep in mind, he said he was going to fundamentally transform America. In America, you've allowed him to do that. But again, if you get it right, you can make everything null and void and erase everything from the past. Oh, going back, real quick, this Supreme Court are the ones that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Just think about that. 57 million babies murdered because you said, okay, America. That's not on my watch, by the way. I'm catching up to that watch. I'm still a young man. I'm catching up. A Supreme Court that puts their hands individually on the Bible saying that they're going to uphold the laws that God has established to advocate that which God condemns through homosexual marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind? Folks, this is nonsense. When you begin to advocate what God calls an abomination, you are in trouble. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. You want to see history repeat itself because, America, you failed to realize history of the past? Here we are. We're daring the justice of God, America. We've transgressed. We've transgressed God's mercy, friends. And by the way, it is God's mercy to bring about judgment for the innocent and to the righteous. Tell the righteous that it'll be well with them, saith the Lord. When a judge loves his community so much, he enforces the law because he will not tolerate lawlessness in any sense. That's a mercy to the people and to the country that he loves. He will not tolerate crime. And yet America's got it so backwards today that, oh, we're merciful, we're understanding and compassionate people. To tolerate what God condemns, that makes you an enemy of your Creator. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
On this for a long time, but the fact of the matter is going to Adolf Hitler, learning from the past, study the past, our forefathers told us, so history does not repeat itself. He said to conquer a nation, first disarm its citizens. And this administration is set on disarming you. That is the great obstacle for their final rule, friends. Because once you begin to give up your right to bear arms, friends, every one of your other rights goes right down the toilet. You don't have any other rights because you have nothing by force to hold on to them any longer. As I said, it's the duty and obligation of this administration to uphold the Constitution of the United States of America, not to tear it down and attempt to recreate it in their own tyrannical image, John 10:10. And by the way, folks, if you did not know, Saul Alinsky is master to both Hillary Clinton and I almost called him Adolf Hitler. No difference, friends. Very little difference. Interestingly enough, Barack Hussein Obama. Hillary Clinton wrote an essay on her admiration for Saul Alinsky, and Barack Hussein Obama boldly proclaims that he's a disciple of Saul Alinsky, the great Chicago organizer. Great in their own eyes, friends. Keep that in mind. Rules for Radicals, the book, was accredited to Satan himself. Just so you know, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree when we're talking about this administration. Going back to 1783, 18th of November, speech in the House of Commons, William Pitt the Younger said, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." Got to get rid of those guns. Got to get rid of those guns. Those guns, those guns, those guns. Folks, has anybody ever taken the time to see how many Secret Service and armed guards this administration has around themselves? Fences? Hillary Clinton, too. For those that didn't know, Barack Hussein Obama's administration is Hillary Clinton's. The Clintons tried and true in their crimes. She wants it back. That's a fact. You ever notice how she's just kind of fallen in line with the one that she supposedly objects at every step? Got to get rid of the guns. Got to get rid of the guns. Got to get rid of the guns, friends. You ever see how many armed guards she has around her? You ever see these actors that are anti-gunners? Have you ever noticed how many armed guards they have around themselves? Even the Pope, friends, he was talking about how we need to bring forth new gun legislation not too long ago in America here. Isn't it interesting how many armed guards he had around his little golf cart with a bulletproof shield around it? Boy, that's amazing how that works. Hey, do as I say, but don't pay attention to what I'm doing, say they. Hey, folks, going back to Barack Hussein Obama. As a reminder, this individual, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, in our White House, after Sandy Hook allegedly took place, stood up in the actor's presidential bully pulpit and wiped a tear from his eye over the loss of the lives of children in Sandy Hook. Many people believe it never happened, by the way, for those that did not know, for those that have not taken the time to study it out. Many people believe that it never happened. Remember how I was talking about engineered crimes? Remember when George Bush Sr. used to say that he wanted a new world order over 202 times from the presidential pulpit in the 90s? And remember he said, out of chaos, we can bring in a new order? Well, if you go back to Adolf Hitler, friends, you can see that's exactly what Adolf Hitler did. And any dictator does it. They create the chaos to bring in a new order. And that's exactly what we found out after Germany was plundered by their dictator. They allowed because they threw off God, only to return back to the God that they should have never left in the first place. But isn't it interesting they found out that it was the brown shirts that were actually creating the crimes? Matter of fact, Adolf Hitler even attacked his own Reichstag to create a war against his political opposition. That, of course, after he killed off his political opposition in Germany. And the Americans, in their pride and in their ignorance, believe that could never happen here. In fact, folks, let me tell you something. It is happening here. But isn't it interesting that he wiped a tear from his eyes? Nobody's seen the tear, of course, concerning the children and the loss of lives from Sandy Hook. He wanted you to see the sympathy and compassion he had for those children. And, of course, what did they do? They called for more gun control. Now, see, the problem with that is this man, Barack Hussein Obama, voted over 242 times to make sure that innocent babies in the womb were snuffed out before entering into this world. He went so far as to vote twice to make sure that there'd be a second doctor in the abortion clinic to make sure the baby didn't have a chance of getting out of that clinic alive. How many of you fell for the fact that he really had a heart filled with compassion concerning the lives that actually were lost at Sandy Hook, if it happened? But again, look what they did, friends. Gun control. Gun control. Gun control. Huh. 142 days in Senate, Chicago, Illinois, and mysteriously he has the time to vote over 242 times to make sure babies are murdered. By the way, the abortion clinic is aimed at the blacks and Hispanics. Additionally, we cannot forget about the Operation Fast and Furious, as I told you about earlier, in which Obama and the Attorney General Eric Holder put high-powered guns into the hands of Mexican drug lords, where hundreds of innocent Mexicans died, only for Barack to go over to Mexico and blame the American people for the crimes that he and his administration were directly responsible for. By the way, his name is not Barack, it's Barry Satoro. And for those that didn't know, he has 27 to 40 different Social Security numbers. You better not question his birth certificate, friends. You birther. Yeah. See, because we found out that he was a foreigner, which he is, friends. He couldn't become the president. He couldn't be the president of the United States. Read the Constitution of the United States. No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of a president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall have not attained to the age of 35, so on and so forth. Okay? Again, just reciting our founding documents. He stands antithetical to everything that we are. Article 2, Section 1 of the Constitution. Read it. And if you do question it, you just might be found dead in the water somewhere. The way those folks in Hawaii, when they started digging up his birth certificate that they could not find and said it was fraudulent, then all of a sudden they found themselves dead. They woke up dead. Interesting. See, but if we just let it go, folks, we also understand that history is written by men who hung heroes. We don't want their false history. We don't want the history of revisionists to lay out lies for our up-and-coming posterity or generations, do we? No, we don't. Folks, do you know how many times, just a side note, I get people say, you know, can you give me reference to that? And I love that because I love when people do their due diligence. Everything I'm telling you right now, folks, cross-check me. I want you to. This is why we don't have the bloggers calling in. This is why these anti-American, atheist, homosexual, communist groups will not get on the radio show with me. Because I'm always going back to the straight stick. That shows their deviation, and they know it. They just don't want you to know it. Americans, listen. You need to get this deep into your hearts and minds that this is an important move for corruption to have absolute control over every aspect of American lives by disarming you. That's why every time this administration talks about disarmament, gun sales skyrocket. Noah Webster, you guys all know who he is, right? Webster's Dictionary. Webster's 1828, if you go to the front cover of that original dictionary in which Noah wrote, it says, taught millions to read and not one to sin. 1 John 3:4. I don't know if you know that or not, but now you do. An examination of the leading principles of the Federal Constitution, October 10th, 1787. This is what Noah said concerning the right to bear arms. Before a standing army can rule, the people must be disarmed, as they are in almost every country in Europe. The supreme power in America cannot enforce unjust laws by the sword because the whole body of the people are armed, key, friends, and constitute a force superior to any band of regular troops. By the way, friends, if you take the time to see what just happened in France not too long ago, you do know that France and over in Europe, many of those countries, folks, they're actually a disarmed people. And you just found that the Muslims, what's happening is the federal agencies are actually popping open the mosques. The mosques, friends, the mosques out in France. And guess what they're finding? That these Muslims are being armed and they don't know how they're being armed. But yet that government disarmed its people in front of those that mean to kill the infidel. Why is this administration trying to disarm you, America? Wake up. The writing's on the wall. The pink elephant is in the middle of the living room, and I'm not about to walk around it, friends. If you want to do that and go ahead and listen to conservative radio, that's the only way they survive, is by people that are unwilling to kick the pink elephant in the middle of the living room out of the way.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Talking about the voice of a tyrant. Antithetical to what our founders established, Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed or violated. Well, you know, the Supreme Court, they've interpreted this. Yeah, they pitted whatever law it is that they mean to change to a policy to turn it into arbitrary government or to give power over to a monarchy or a king only in his dreams. You know, we had to gut the pith and marrow out of the amendments, and we had to interpret them because you people, I'll tell you what, the common man, he's just too ignorant to actually interpret what it says. Isn't it interesting that a child was used as a model in Christ's conversation to teach people that a child was the model of heaven? Huh. Well, who is that militia? George Mason addressed to the Virginia Ratifying Convention June 4, 1788. I ask, who are the militia? They consist now of the whole people, except a few public officers. And who might them public officers be? Those that want to disarm the people. Why? So they can make them subservient to the will of the demigods themselves. Yeah. James Madison, the father of our Constitution. Number one, Annals of Congress, 434, June 8th, 1789. He's the guy that said the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be violated. A well-regulated militia composed of the body of the people, trained to arms as the best and most natural defense of a free country. That's why you're armed, America. And just imagine, if our forefathers weren't armed, they could have not thrown off a tyrant across the pond. A sick-minded individual, literally, friends, named King George. Richard Henry Lee, federal farmer, number 18, January 25th, 1788. Why are you armed, America? And who is the militia? A militia, when properly formed, are in fact the people themselves and include, according to the past and general usage of the states, all 50 of them, friends, all men capable of bearing arms. To preserve liberty, it is essential that the whole body of the people always possess arms and be taught alike, especially when young, how to use them. Let's go to Patrick Henry. Let's listen to his prophetic warning. Give me liberty or give me death, saith he. We can still hear his voice. Speech to Virginia Ratifying Convention, June 5th, 1778. He said, guard with jealousy, America, attention to the public liberty. Suspect everyone who approaches that jewel. Unfortunately, nothing will preserve it but downright force. And America, whenever you give up that force, you are ruined. The great object is that every man be armed, said Patrick Henry. Everyone who is able might have a gun. Why is this administration trying to disarm you? It's pretty telling, isn't it, friends? He's at war with you, America, this administration is. Every step of the way. The laws that forbid the carrying of arms are laws of such a nature. They disarm only those who are never inclined nor determined to commit crimes. Such laws make things worse for the assaulted and better for the assailants. They reserve and they serve rather to encourage than to prevent homicides, for an unarmed man may be attacked with greater confidence than an armed man. Of course. Thomas Jefferson, commonplace book, quoting 18th century criminologist Caesar Beccara, 1774 through 1776. James Madison goes on, besides this advantage of being armed, America, which the Americans possess over the people of almost every other nation, the existence of subordinate governments to which the people are attached and by which the militia officers are appointed forms a barrier against the enterprise of ambition more insurmountable than any which a simple government of any form can admit of. The Constitutional Father, folks, James Madison, fourth president. See, folks, America, rights are again given to you by God, not the generosity of the state. Read Exodus 18:21. It's a Republican form of government. Rights are not taken away. They are fortified. Forfeited. Forgive me. Rights are not taken away. They are forfeited. They're relinquished. They are given up. Rights cannot be taken away, friends. You have to give them up. And that which you've lost over the last how many years in this country because of an encroachment and a usurpation of those acting out of their scope of authority in government can be given back when you're willing to fight for them. God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, friends, in Jesus' name. Because you need to understand something. In America, friends, the laws of our constitutional republic, here it is, it's this simple. They're on your side. And it comes through common sense, folks, when you read it. A child can understand this. So therefore, if you decide to relinquish or give up your rights to bear arms, keep in mind the rest of your rights will go right along with it. And that's exactly what they mean to do. Can you imagine what this government, this administration, how far down the road they would be if you were a disarmed people? Isn't it amazing how everybody laughs at this individual in the White House, but you can see that the joke is on you? See, they did the same thing back going to Adolf Hitler, friends. For those that did not know, again, just giving you a little history, less than 3% of the population approved of Adolf Hitler, the little white guy with a mustache. Hindenburg didn't trust Adolf Hitler. Once Hindenburg died, Adolf Hitler began to kill off his political opposition within. We hear that he killed 12 million dissidents and gypsies and Jews, which some people contest. But folks, you need to keep in mind that he killed 6 million of his own people as well. But he had to first disarm them before he could do that. So when I'm contrasting what you're hearing from the Clinton administration and Barack Hussein Obama with what our forefathers established here, let me say it this way. I don't care what corruption has to say, because I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God or the laws of our Constitution. If you're looking for PC, folks, political correctness, you know, those that are traitors to principles in which have been established through bloodshed, if you're looking for PC talk, this is the wrong radio show to be listening to. Because it's that vernacular of unwilling to say what needs to be said that is destroying your country. America, that is why your backs are up against the wall. Because of those that you allow to rule the roost. Hey, folks, did you know that the flags that were flying during the revolution were no king but King Jesus and appeal to heaven? No king but King Jesus. They weren't looking to man. Folks, again, the government is a reflection of who you are and what you allow it to be. You are the government, America. It's not they, them, the government. No, it's we, the people, and it has meaning, friends. It's we, the people. And so often when I ask, you know, myself, the question, what is it that people don't understand? Really what it comes down to, friends, is people don't want to take responsibility to actually right the wrongs. And for the life of me, I don't understand that. You know, when I do tea parties, folks, I start talking about the Constitution and our founding documents. Everybody rises up, and then I have to go right back to them and say, hey, whoa, slow your roll. America, you are the government. And then I begin to show them that they are the government because they didn't know that they are the government. And then guess what happens? They realize at that point that they have to take responsibility for where things are at in this country. And what we want to do is we want to take responsibility. And we want to say thank you to those that fought blood and died to give us the things that have been bestowed upon us through their sacrifice. Folks, I'm not talking about a third world country on this radio show. And concerning those that serve we the people, remember what Thomas Jefferson said concerning the letter to James Madison. December 20th, 1787, he said, what country can preserve its liberties if the rulers, he said countries, or country, I'm sorry, he said, what country can preserve its liberties if the rulers, in this country, they're representatives of we the people, they work for us, we don't work for them. But if the rulers are not warned from time to time that their people reserve and preserve the spirit of resistance, Thomas Jefferson told the fourth president of the United States, coming from the third president of the United States, tell the people, let them take arms. Folks, there is no debate. There's no debate over gun control, because gun control is nothing more than gun control. And it's control over your guns. That's why they want to remove them. In other words, they're telling on themselves every time they say, we need to get the guns. We need to get the guns. Hey, folks, going back to Thomas Jefferson again, bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. He just got done telling you, America, you are the law. Remember when the question was proposed to Ben Franklin when coming out of a meeting? What form of government have you given unto us? He said, a Republican form of government, if you can keep it. America, we are a nation of laws. John Adams said, we are an empire of laws and not of men. No, of course not, because we're ruled by God or we're ruled by tyrants. Which one do you prefer, friends? Final segment coming up. You got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, we'll see you right on the other side of this break.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I'm Terry Hurlbut, and I run Conservative News and Views. Bradley Dean is one of my most valuable contributors. He's honest, forthright, pulls no punches, and tells people what they need to hear, whether or not it's what they want to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, I want to tell you thank you for making us the number one radio show on Genesis Communication Networks. I get emails quite a bit just saying thank you. We're with you every step of the way. Phone calls, sometimes not applicable, sometimes applicable to the topic, just saying that we're right with you every step of the way. And we just want to tell you thank you very much for taking the time to listen to us. I want you to know that we accredit the information in which we give. It's this simple. We're just simply going back, not giving you our opinion, because listen, folks, my opinion doesn't matter any more than the next guy's does. What matters is, are we an abiding people? Are we in the favor of the Most High God? Either we are or we're not. I want to be found in His favor. And we see that God has shed His grace upon us, America. And how do we say thank you back to Him? And I say this quite a bit, and I want to say it again. It's interesting how Americans will say, God bless America. God bless America. Friends, God has blessed America. Now it's time for you to bless America, God. Bless America, God. Did you like that?
Bless God, America.
No, bless God, America.
That was so close.
But Sam just said to me, he goes, Dad, could you do a 3-hour radio show every day? I said, no way. So, folks, what I'm saying is, it's time for America to bless God. Bless God, America. That's really what it needs to come down to. You know I did that on purpose, right?
Of course. You never make mistakes. I mean, you thought you did once, but, you know, you were wrong.
Thank you. I like that. I particularly like that because you're talking about me. But again, friends, really what it comes down to, it's time for us now, America, to bless God because God has blessed us. And that's how we say thank you for what has been bestowed upon us. We have the longest standing constitution. 238 years later, here we are, the longest standing constitution in modern history. Folks, really quick, not only have you made us the number one radio show on Saturdays with Genesis Communication Networks, but you've made us the number two show throughout the week on Genesis Communication Networks. And we just, again, want to say thank you very much for that. We cannot do what we do without you. And I want to highlight this one point before I give it over to Stephanie real quick. It's the last segment on sonsoflibertyradio.com. Interestingly enough, James Madison, again, just going back to our founding forefathers and why they established the right to bear arms, not privileges. Interestingly enough, he said, a people who mean to be their own governors must arm themselves with the power which gives knowledge. See, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. We need to go back and say thank you and read the founding documents and understand why those that serve we the people, what it is that they're to magnify concerning what it is that they're to take down if someone wants to stand up against what they're called to magnify. And that is, again, magnanimity of the Constitution. In magnifying the laws of that Constitution against the crimes of those that mean to stand against the United States Constitution. That's what makes us great. That's what makes us the light of the world is the Spirit of Christ. And we know that light reproves darkness, and that's what we've done, and that's the history of America. And that's why the world looks to America to stand up and be the American patriots that you've been called to be under God. And again, patriot defined out in Webster's 1828 means... Oh, without further ado, isn't it interesting? We've been talking about how what he's saying. Folks, the American people just need to say no. Don't get caught up into the debate. Don't be led by opposition to the state-controlled media from the right or the left, as you know that paradigm, friends, that you've been taught, which is foolishness. If the right was doing the right thing, there wouldn't be a... We're going to go through people and actually hold them accountable concerning the crimes of we the people in this country, because I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I mean, folks, just think about this, and this is what I'm going to end with. I mean, but yet we have a government that wants to or defensively. Why would an administration want to disarm the people? Enemy within, whatever the case might be.
Such an excellent point earlier when you said, listen, we could never have thrown off the tyrant King George unless we were armed. You know, it's one of those obvious things that obviously
well, we understand.
Common sense.
Yeah. But I want to put that into perspective. You're right in the natural, but blessed is the man that puts his trust in the Lord, and cursed is the man that trusts or puts his trust in the arm of the flesh. And the fact of the matter is God uses Kairos and Chronos moments to actually establish. And that's what he did. He established through a Kairos and a Chronos moment concerning what we have by using the spiritual to empower the natural.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And we could not have done it had we not had arms and had we not had, first and foremost, the providential hand of God upon everything that we were doing, because we had godly men who were calling upon the name of the Lord leading the way. And that's what we try to do at the Sons of Liberty, is we lead the way. We don't lead from the back. We lead from the front. We don't, you know,
well, we've done 360 high schools. In 24 different states. I can't tell you how many colleges. I can't tell you how many tea parties. We're on national television right now, friends, as well, educating a nation that has no knowledge between good and evil, again, showing them where they came from so they can be empowered to know where they're going. As well, friends, we're on affiliate after affiliate across the United States of America, and we also preach into 53 countries around the globe 6 days a week. So we're out there doing the stuff as well. You can go out there online and do a Google search on Bradley Dean, double E, and you'll find out that we're on 40 different outlets across the country, from WND, World Net Daily, to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Freedom Outpost, Western Journalism, I mean, then 37 more. So we're out there spending ourselves for the cause of our posterity. we're fighting the good fight of faith because, again, we believe that God's willing to give us what we're willing to fight for.
And if I can add on to that, too, not to mention tea parties, churches, festivals, prisons, outreaches, speaking to inner city kids. I mean, literally when I do a rundown, when I'm talking to people, I'll say, you know, 2015 has been a big year for us. We literally have traveled from coast to coast. We've been in the East Coast, the West Coast, Northern United States, Southern United States, doing all of these events. And then I say, on top of doing our radio program 6 days a week, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. So we are being spent. So needless to say, I don't have too much pity for people who say, oh, I'm so busy.
I'm busy. I got a football game to
watch. Exactly.
Star Wars is out. I got to get to the Star Wars movie.
All these activities I'm just so plundered with. It's like, really, what's really important? Your posterity, the freedom for your children and their children's children, and to honor God by doing what he called us to do, by being doers of the word and not hearers only. We know what is important, and we cannot do what we do without the faithful support of Sons and Daughters of Liberty. For all of you Sons and Daughters of Liberty out there who support this work, we sincerely say thank you from our hearts. We could not do what we do without your support. And we're all in this thing together. It's not one apart from the other.
Right.
It's let's all do this together, because our country, our nation, as Bradley says many times, the Titanic, when it sunk, it didn't just sink on one side. If it's going down, the whole thing's going down. We want to make sure that we fight to preserve our liberty for generations to come. And if you want to be a part of that, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on the button that says Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. And for our new affiliates out there who maybe have never heard of that before.
Can I say one thing?
Of course.
If you still have one more minute.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, there was 8 warnings concerning those that got on the Titanic, and they threw caution to the wind.
Oh, yes.
Until the ship started to go down, nobody was paying attention to what the warnings were.
In fact, we went to a creation museum where they took us through. They were paralleling Noah's Ark versus the Titanic. And what they were saying is that literally when one of the warnings was coming in, the operator was so busy because people were writing to their, you know, relatives and their friends and telling them they were on the boat. They were doing the correspondence back and forth. He literally told the guy who was giving him the warnings to shut up.
Yep.
Those were his exact words.
I'm busy. Yep.
Because he was doing what he wanted to do for the passengers, entertainment and enlightenment, rather than warning them from, you know, the wrath to come, so to speak.
Go to specifics here. Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering into life. So therefore, if you're being entertained, guess what? I'm controlling you. And if you've ever seen what the Caesars used to do, they used to entertain the people by having gladiator games where individuals would go and kill and slice each other up for the entertainment of the people. What he would do is he would take a cart and he would go around throwing bread to the people as he would entertain them through the gladiator games.
Yep.
Give people a piece of bread and entertain them. He said, I can do whatever I want to do with them. And that's why America's in trouble right there. They're being entertained out of their freedoms.
That's right. So we've got a job to do and we need your help to do it. Please, again, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sign up to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you give on a monthly basis what's comfortable for you. For some of you, what's not comfortable for you, the Lord may be trying to stretch you a little bit too as well. But you can check out each level of membership and pick the one that you'd like to do. And for those of you who are doing year-end donations, please do keep the Sons of Liberty in mind, especially around the holidays towards the end of the year. It's a time where ministries really do need the support, and we need
December's
the support here at
Sons of
Liberty.
December's always a scary time for ministries. It really is, because everybody gets caught up into what's going on with Christmas, and that's cool and all, but don't forget about the Levites. And
that's
folks, we happen to be a part of that Levitical order in the sense of the priesthood, and our aim here is to, again, be consecrated under the purposes that God has ordained, the way that he did at the Black Regiment before, and along with our forefathers in the Revolutionary War. So folks, we are committed to what we're doing, and we invite you to go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and see the fruit that's hanging on the tree, because there's more to come, and we're not asking you to fulfill vision. We're helping you to fulfill as we go along fulfilling vision. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18.
See ya. Got your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.